Wicked Anime is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other wicked awesome geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wicked Anime Podcast. This is episode 96.
97.
96.2. Sad.
This is take two of this podcast, just in case you're wondering what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, everybody, my computer crashed in the middle of...
The first recording. So
now what you're hearing now is the second better recording.
Ooh,
yeah, even Hopefully. Better. Yeah.
so
who's here?
They're cute tigers, don't judge me.
I am the stupid awesome analyst, Jonathan. And with me is the hard man with hard opinions, Andrew.
I have cute tigers on my phone, too.
Yeah. Mine are real, yours are fake. Yeah.
We have Victoria, the tiger fangirl.
Hi! Tigers are awesome, okay? They're so pretty.
And King Baby Tiger Evan.
They're right!
I said I was going to try and not be loud. Oh. God damn it!
All right, we could do this. We can make it better this time around.
This is the $6 million podcast. So just so you guys know, basically what you're missing out on is news. We're not going through the news segments again. You didn't miss it. You missed some good discussion, but you didn't necessarily miss any good content.
Yeah, we talked about Miyazaki coming out of retirement.
Cookie
Monster going to Japan and his. In his crazy all-you-can-eat cookie cafe
with his colostomy bag.
that joke was so bad.
Watashi wa cookie monster desu. And we also had a little segment about the new Godzilla film that was being released by Funimation. Or it was being released by Funimation, but Funimation is distributing it. Shin Godzilla is coming to select theaters.
Yay!
Da-da-da. Yay.
That's a thing that happened.
Which is a great thing. Which led to a fan piece of fan service that Sean had sent us. It was an article from Rocket News, which I love, but it crashed my computer.
It did not love you back.
Yeah, no, clearly.
They have so many video ads on that site running at the same time that your computer is just like, what are you doing?
That's what happened. It was running a video ad, and I tried to pause it, but instead it just followed the link to it. And the link apparently was broken and dangerous, and my computer just wasn't having it, so I lost it. Anyways, the article that we were reading, much?
Andrew just pulled out my headphones.
I just pulled on Victoria's headphones.
Rude! Right here. Yeah.
I'm sorry, we were looking at hot guys in Final Fantasy.
We are, though.
How much would it cost Tokyo to recover from a Godzilla attack? So we're going to statistics. We're going to start off with our statistics.
I was saying that I think that they need to do all the math for everything that bad happens in Tokyo, like all the bad things, and then all of New York, because New York gets blown up and everything too.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
All the math.
I actually have the cost of New York, though. Like, off the top of my head, I know the cost of Godzilla's destruction in New York. It was Matthew Broderick's career.
Ha! Woo!
Got him!
That's a lot of fish.
Shit, the jokes today. Jeez.
I'm on fire!
You are. But they don't know that.
Yeah, no, I know. I missed it. They missed it all.
He made a real bad joke, guys. Like, it was bad. It was a year going to hell bad.
And you'll never know. I'll save it. I'll put it in the back pocket for the
next time we talk about cookies.
No, next time we'll talk about a food buffet.
That's true.
They could totally have a food buffet.
That's
so
true.
So, Godzilla.
Yay.
Stomping through the Tokyos.
Yep.
And every time he goes through there, we had statistics for evacuation, military, anti-Godzilla.
and like anti-Godzilla defenses.
Yeah, the anti-Godzilla defenses was like the main one that they had up there, but then...
No, but then they had every time they needed to rebuild Tokyo.
Yeah. Which... So, well, there was like there's the one individual time that they need to rebuild Tokyo, and then the...
So what was the lowest cost? What do you say the lowest cost was? Out of all the things that we have defense, evacuation, rebuilding. Obviously, rebuilding is going to be pretty high, so it's...
Probably defense would be the lowest.
No, actually, it's evacuation. To get all the people, transport, and everything like that would cost you around 1.4 trillion yen.
To be honest, I'm not surprised, because at this point, they're used to it.
Yeah, right? They just have, like, in the same way that Massachusetts has places, like, just warehouses full of sand for when it snows.
Yep.
Like Japan
we
just...
We do. Yep. It's sad.
Yes. They have warehouses full of sand for Godzilla.
Throw all the sand!
Godzilla's coming! Start shoveling!
Is that for, like, his litter box? So when he was, like...
Yeah.
No!
Then why would you go in the litter box? Why would you take it out of the warehouse? You just, like, take the roof off the warehouse and you just get poop in the warehouse.
Bad Godzilla, you know where you go.
You never see that in any Godzilla movie. Where does he go to the bathroom?
Where does Godzilla go? Well, you don't see it because he's only in the movie for 15 minutes.
He just shits on everyone's lives, that's all.
yeah. So he's basically going to the bathroom the whole movie.
Pretty much.
Could you imagine if they made that a movie, like one of his superpowers? He's just having an off day, so he has, like, the laser beam that he shoots out of his mouth.
What if the laser beam is how Godzilla goes to the bathroom?
Yeah, that's true.
That's just, like, because, I mean, he's a giant lizard thing, beast. Like, we don't know if he goes to the bathroom the normal way.
He is a god, after all. It's like, yeah. And as everybody knows, Zeus shot lightning at everybody, and that's how he went to the bathroom.
This is a fact. We know this for a fact.
Mythological fact.
He told me.
Yep.
That's what Zeus said.
Yeah, I have a bumper sticker on the back of my car. This car climbed Mount Olympus.
To watch Zeus go to the bathroom with lightning bolts.
Yeah.
That is a very specific bumper sticker, but it's also true facts.
Yep. It's sad to see him behind that cage now. You go there with signs, free Zeus.
But at least he isn't, like, leaving to, you know, just have sex with all the mortal women.
Yep.
And, like have all these, and make all the demigods.
Could you imagine how many, if he was still doing that today, could you imagine how many more myths we would have? It would be endless books.
How long are we going to go on with this joke?
As long as it takes to kill the show entirely.
Oh, God.
This is what you get when it's part two of a podcast. That you get when we have to create content.
Computer. Yeah, this is crashes. The screw it. Let's just have fun with this.
So next up, so we had 1.4 million yen to get everybody out of Tokyo, for one thing. Which nobody does anyways. Everybody, like, okay, so for one thing, there's no evacuation in Tokyo. Everybody's just running away. Like,
they live on an island nation. Where are you going to go?
It's like, just go to the tip.
Like, go to the end of the city.
Then
to the
Godzilla's
going to
go to that tip, and everybody's going to have to go to the other tip.
Oh, wait,
tip,
but he comes out. Yeah, no, they're fucked.
Yeah, like, right, he can swim.
I was like, go to the beach. Oh, but he came out.
Godzilla's not there to hurt people, though. Anyways, it's not like he's accidentally stepping on, or
really
he's not doing it on purpose.
Yep. A really, really bad day.
Yeah. So,
well, stepped on the Prime Minister by accident.
Actually.
The one thing that won't happen.
Yeah, Evan, you already know this, that they actually, that's the one thing.
How do you know this?
That's the one, that's the one thing that has never been destroyed in any Godzilla movie ever.
Yeah, we were
because that would make it a political movie if they did that.
Yeah. We were discussing something that I kind of need you guys' help with because I could either be crazy or I could be remembering something. So I'm pretty sure that there's a thing in an anime that, like, they wouldn't release the episode of the anime because in the episode, it destroyed something in Tokyo that they were like, oh, you can't show that. That's not okay. But I can't remember for the life of me. I feel like it's a tower. I don't know if Tokyo Tower is a thing, but I feel like I'm pretty sure it's a tower.
Well, considering there's an episode of Detroit Metal City where Krauser is dry humping Tokyo Tower, it's probably not that.
Alrighty then. But I feel like there was something that, like, they wouldn't. They weren't allowed to air it. Like, it was, you could find it later, but, like, they couldn't air it. So, if anyone knows what that is, to prove I'm not crazy, I'd really appreciate it. Otherwise, I'm just gonna think I'm making it up.
Japan has censorship issues. What are you talking about? So next up, we had military defense and anti-Godzilla stuff, which costs around 9 trillion.
So, and that was, I don't know how much, like, money that would cost in billions of dollars. 8 point something?
We could ask Siri.
Yes. So, Siri, how much is...
No, convert it into yen, Siri.
Yeah.
I could. We
have iPhone. Go ahead. Try it. Yeah.
Hey, Siri.
Hey, oh, Siri!
Wait, it was half dead, so it's on the battery mode.
Oh, wait, I have a Samsung.
Hang on. Samsung's batteries are blowing up on people, so good luck with that.
only the Note 7. My active 7 is amazing.
Whatever, it blew up. Okay, hey, Siri. I forget the question. Okay.
How much is 9 trillion yen in dollars?
Checking my sources. My web search turns something up for the question, how much is 9 trillion yen in dollars?
Oh, he just Googled it, you...
Yeah, he cheats.
British douche.
You don't get that with the Lady Siri.
Yeah, she...
Lady Siri is always honest.
She listens to her man.
Yeah, I'm stupid. I don't know what he pulled up, but...
That's Siri. But he's stupid, too.
I know.
So, in total, every time Godzilla comes to Japan... It cost them about 45 trillion yen to rebuild buildings and everything like that.
I thought it was 80, like 90 trillion.
No, it was like $87 billion, I think.
Like U.S. dollars.
Yeah, $87 billion U.S. dollars, which is an extravagant amount of money, but when you think about it, not as much as you think. seriously, when you think about
only it. Billions? Man, our debt clock is higher than that.
Well, yeah, I mean... It's that's kind of what I think about it. It's like, I would expect a number like trillions when an entire nation is destroyed by a monster that knocks down buildings.
Oh, we have robots that will do that for us.
Yeah. Well, that's probably where the cost comes in, is they need to build giant robots just to rebuild Tokyo. And it's like, wait a minute, guys, how about we just fight him with the giant robots? And overall, it was something like after every Godzilla movie that has ever come out, it was like 800 trillion yen or something like higher than 800 trillion yen.
I thought that was like the 87 billion.
No.
There has to be like someone that's working in within the movie of the movie universe of Godzilla that's like, you know what? Screw it. Let's just blow it up and start all over.
Yeah.
I hate doing this.
Can we just give Japan to Godzilla and he can just play around in it and...
We'll go live in the ocean.
Giant monsters seem to only come to Japan, so let's just let them have that
option. 56,559,269,055.06.
Can you round that up to the nearest 100,000?
Fuck you.
Can you say that in that Texan
accent again?
Do you
realize how hard that is to figure out? Like, I have to count.
Oh, there aren't even any commas.
No, there isn't.
It's just, it might as well be a fraction.
I was going to teach math, you guys.
That was actually a good Applejack impersonation there, Victoria.
What?
So, that's what we should do. We should start a Godzilla relief fund, and anybody can just donate the money to us, and we can try to get a grant for, like, listen...
And we have to also record a song for it. Let's call Michael Jack. Oh, wait, he's dead. Let's call Print. Oh, right, he's dead, too.
Evan!
How much money would it cost if Godzilla destroyed Detroit?
$14.
Woo!
Now we're really on top. Yes!
I wonder what Steve would say to that one.
So moving on. Statistic came from an article that Wicked fan Sean found.
Yep.
AKA Frostbeard the Porn Master from Friday Night Fanfiction.
What?
Yeah.
Frostbeard the Porn Master.
Frostbeard the Porn Master.
Frostbeard the Porn Master.
Okay. I think it needs to sound more Viking.
Yeah, that was more just like cheery.
Now that that mess has been pushed out of the way and we're kind of...
Tokyo, the pile of rubble that is Tokyo has been swept under the rug and now we're going to...
Tokyo and Detroit.
Woo!
And Detroit.
And Baltimore and New York.
Yep.
And Matthew Broderick.
Sorry to anyone who lives in these places that happens to listen to us.
We don't care.
I have a heart, thank you, kind of.
let us think about this for a while.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us do anymore.
Yours is only two sizes too small instead of three sizes too small.
Mine's 90% cookies.
What's that? Cookie monster days.
That you made in your
No!
Nakery.
I hate you.
So what we're watching.
Yeah.
So before we actually go into what we're watching, we're going to tell you what you should watch.
This is probably fine because I'm not watching anything new.
Actually,
we did watch something, and I saw it for the first time.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, yeah.
And I picked up something new. So yeah, we have plenty of
watched
watching.
I one thing.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. I have a whole list on Crunchyroll. Like, this is what I should watch.
Ooh.
They made an Ace Attorney anime?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, a long time
ago.
I kind of stopped watching.
I know you are, yes.
Yeah, I stopped watching it, too.
I'm hopeful, because I love the games.
Well, okay, so it's the games.
It's the first game.
It literally is the games. Yeah. Nothing new.
Maybe.
Although, there was one really cool thing that a fan
really
sent
shout
us.
Objection repeatedly?
I don't even think I ever
yes,
made it.
Yes, he does.
Far. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So there was one really cool thing about the Ace Attorney anime that that Crunchyroll actually did. There is a option on your computer that you can change the subtitles to the names of the characters in the game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
So the anime uses all the Japanese names.
Uh-huh.
That's not Ace Attorney style.
Yeah.
But
instead
it
of Phoenix Wright, it's Naruhodo, which is a pun on. Oh, I see.
Naruhodo. We got news. Evan sent us some news, which is awesome, because both Evan and I are very familiar with this anime. We actually talked about it on our show quite a while ago.
About a couple of years ago, you came onto my show, No Borders Erased, to talk about this anime. Actually.
Yeah, and we talked about why isn't it licensed yet. We actually had like a whole list of shows of why isn't it licensed yet.
There's like six anime from my top 50 anime of the last 10 years that have not been licensed yet.
Yeah, so this anime is Nagasurante Iranto, or Nagasurante Island. It's one of the greatest harem animes I've seen in a very, 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 very long time.
I like to say it's like the last great harem that came out before that whole dry spell of harem, boobies, titties, and that's it.
Yeah, so where this one does include...
Weird to put dry spell with boobs and titties.
So where,
like,
plot-wise,
where this
cleverness.
Anime does have fan service in it, and it does have, you know, oh, women taking off their clothes, oh, what's happening? There's no nudity, there's no excessive fan service, it's cute.
There's no death by snooze tube. Because this show does sound like the concept of hentai.
So it's about...
Which I think there's at least three of.
There's probably doujins of it.
I can never picture death by snooze tube other than that horrible scene in hardcore anime. And like that I just can't. I can't anymore. It's just that. At all
we're
times.
Talking about Apocalypse Zero.
Drama.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That horrible woman.
I can't believe I didn't like. I was like, what is she talking about?
Yeah, which one? There's so many options.
I've been so desensitized by it.
She literally sucks his face off.
Well, fucking him, so. It's death by snoo-snoo.
No spoilers.
That's all I see.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
Really?
it's a concept where a guy lands stranded on an island, and the island is only inhabited by females, because all the males of the island went out on a hunting trip on the ocean, and the hurricane swept them away, and there's no one there anymore.
And this is the point where people usually ask, and it's not a hentai?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And so not only is it not a hentai, but it's actually pretty tame in its content, and I love it.
Yep.
It's super cute. There's a lot of awesome characters to build. I know who my best girl of the show is, so like, and there is that whole thing of like, oh, that's my favorite girl. Oh, no, this is my favorite girl. And it is one of those shows where it's just like, oh, a whole bunch of females are trying to marry him. It's because it's funny because he's the only male on the island.
But he's also trying to be a man on the island too and failing miserably.
Yeah. So it's a short, not a short, but a 26 episode anime.
That's
which
pretty short.
It's short, but it's
in
like
your context.
Yeah, but
yeah, I watch One Piece and Fairy Tail.
It's still like a really good length for an anime that never got licensed.
Yeah.
And it has a continuing manga, which Evan, you told me on our first cut of this podcast before the computer crashed, that the anime is actually the manga is actually complete within the past couple years.
Yeah, the manga. Oh, actually, no, I lied. It's still going on. I was looking at the light novel aspect. My bad.
Oh. There's a light novel. This
well,
is
good
thing
it crashed, because now we know he's a liar.
Confess!
Objection, sorry.
The reason why we brought this up, I don't think we talked about it. This anime is available for everybody to see now.
Yeah, yes. So now, Daisuke.net.
Daisuke.
Daisuke.
It's not every anime A character ever.
Yeah, Daisuke.
Or Red Sox pitchers.
Oh my
yes.
God.
It's now there, so maybe it got licensed by some other company like Sentai. If it got a DVD release, I would be guaranteed to buy this, because I highly, highly, highly recommend you watch this harem anime. If you like harems, like, you know, we here at Wicked Anime do.
Yeah.
It's a great one. It's super great, because right now, like, you can only get it one way or another. You know what I mean? like, I only have it in my magical anime tree, and it's amazing. You gotta check it out. But now you can watch it at Daisuke.net.
Yes.
For $5 a month. Sorry, I went to the thing.
Yeah. $5 a month is not bad.
Yeah, it's really not.
I watched something new to me.
Yeah.
But shockingly not new to everybody else.
Well, it was half new to me because I've never watched it in English before.
Oh, well, that's true. Andrew bought the Blu-ray cut of Barakamon, finally.
Which is what I talked about last week. And I've seen...
Yeah, and I saw it. I've been watching it for the first time, honestly. I had only seen the first episode, or the first two episodes, beforehand. And then I hadn't seen anything else. And we marathoned through, like, half of it, I think. So, I've been watching it for the first time through, and it's really funny. Yes. There's not much you can say about it. There's not much that you haven't said about it already. Watch Barakamon.
Yeah, Barakamon is seriously one of my favorite animes to ever come out in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
It's a guaranteed watch. Yeah.
And the episode where he was painting the boat was
great. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that episode.
Don't rush me!
Yeah. The English is good. I prefer the Japanese. Because they did the whole thing where Naru is an actual child voice actress. Mm-hmm.
In the Japanese.
Yeah, the kids are played by kids, but in the English dub, the kids are played by older women.
Yeah, like playing children.
Yeah. They're not like old women going. Like...
Yeah, it's not bad, but they're also not seasoned veterans, which is weird. They chose like a smaller cast of like newer voice actors.
And they do great.
Yeah. They do great. Yeah, it's a really good show. It kind of reminded me of the voice acting, like before voice acting was in its prime. Like, the voice acting was still good, but it still had a lot to be fleshed out. And so you could still enjoy it in English, but you were like, oh, these people are voice acting. Instead of it actually, like, flowing out.
Yeah, it's like the pre-Tatum Palencia era, I like to call it.
It's like you talk about, like, anime dubcasts in the way that you talk about SNL lineups.
Yeah.
In the Farley era.
Bobby Moynihan.
Found a picture.
Yeah, she found it on Daisuke.
They have a free thing too, apparently. It's the same as Crunchyroll, that's like free or premium.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah.
Looks like I gotta get
there's on. There's also apparently some like vegetable fairy thing. It's literally vegetable people.
It's exclusive content on Daisuke.net.
Yeah. Oh wow.
It's vegetable fairy.
Like the potato kinda creeps me out. Look at the potato. He's like, what's up?
That's definitely a potato.
Yeah, well, what else would he be?
It kind of looks just like a rock.
Well, if he's a vegetable person, he's got to be a potato.
Vegetable fairy.
Wouldn't it be funny? I think that a vegetable fairy would be way funnier if it had multiple eyes. Like, if it just had eyes all over it.
That would make sense.
Yeah,
it'd
wouldn't
be
it?
Creepy as fuck, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to what we're watching.
Yeah, that too.
We're just all looking all over in different directions.
I have, like, one thing I've watched.
Oh, all what right. is it?
So, I don't know if I've... Like, I don't remember when I finished it, but I rewatched. I was like, oh, that one. It's really cute. It's called Say I Love You. It's on Crunchyroll, and it's really adorable. And, like, the characters... Essentially, it's, like, the main character who... I'm just drawing blanks because I don't know what's going on with my life. The main character is kind of super adorable, but she's really awkward, and everyone thinks she's just really scary and no one wants to talk to her, except this one guy who really likes her, and he's, like, the popular guy.
Uh-huh.
So it's one of those, like, slice of life... things that's kind of adorable and all.
Is it just a straight romance or is it a reverse harem?
It's a straight romance.
Okay.
There's only like one. Yeah, no, like the guy is a popular guy in school and she's the awkward girl that no one likes because she's scary.
And it's a shoujo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cute. I've been watching that in Critical Role because, I mean, you all know that I've mentioned it enough times.
We've promoted Critical Role enough that they don't need our promotion. We've definitely promoted them enough.
They are amazing
and
they're anime voice actors, so we can.
Yes, it's so true.
I'm so obsessed because like I'll stop for a while because they're like 4 hour long episodes, and because I'm really behind.
Well, you can't just play Dungeons and Dragons for 2 hours.
No,
that's
can't.
Not enough.
No, you can't. And it's so addicting. I've learned this. And,
you might get to the dungeon in 2 hours.
Pretty much, it takes you that long to do it. So, yeah, I've been watching that.
Evan, what have you been watching?
All right. I did send this to you last night, but there's this We're going to go a little bit into the vault for this one, for an anime called Midori Days.
Yes. Oh, yes, okay. Yes, yes. I'm familiar with this anime, but I haven't seen it.
That sounds familiar
okay,
to me.
Okay, so the premise of Midori Days is there's this really tough student, Seiji Sawamura. He finds himself very desperate to have a girlfriend, jokingly saying that his right hand will be his only companion. Ha ha ha.
Gross.
But one morning, he wakes up to find that his right hand has literally transformed into a girl, Midori Kasugano, who confesses his love for him. And of course, there's mad chaos and goofiness, as most like early 2000 anime comedies with the little romanticism does have. Now,
I've seen this picture not knowing what it was, and now I'm super freaked out. I'm like, oh, she's so cute. I thought it was a puppet. It's legitimately his
yep.
hand.
Wait.
Been doing some dirty shit. Oh my god.
So
it won't turn.
I watched the first couple episodes, and I was really hooked with its kind of batshit crazy style of humor. And I found out that the show has been long out of print, but I was able to snag the last complete collection that Amazon had for like $27.
Are you serious?
The last copy. So I'm going to watch the whole thing, and then I'll give my full thoughts on it when it arrives at my doorstep. Now, let me tell you why I started watching Midori Days.
Yes, please do.
So the person who voices Midori in the English dub, her name is Kether Donahue. She currently stars as the best friend character Lindsay in the FXX series You're the Worst, which I mentioned in my review of the anime Mobile Curry because the friends in that anime remind me somewhat of the friends on this show. So this is one of those rare instances where a voice actor or voice actress has risen from the ranks and has become a sort of big-named TV star, which rarely ever happens. And I did some research on her as well. She has also voiced the character of Belle Dandy's sister, Scald, in Oh My Goddess, and she also voiced the character of Makina in Kurokami the Animation.
So there is life beyond anime dubbing.
There is.
I want to know, though, when you watch it, how other people react to that. If they see a hand, or if they're like, what's going on? Did anyone ever respond to that thing that we agreed? I agreed to watch and play a horror game.
Yes, we have not reached 20 yet.
Yes!
But everybody who has responded is very
excited. Oh, no.
Like, they want it so bad.
We have, like, we probably have about 15.
You have to
so
show
you're,
me
like,
these
really damn close. Just saying.
You have to show me these at some point. It just came to my mind. Like, what?
Anyway. We're not even done with what we're watching.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That just popped into my head when he was like, oh, we should all watch together. And I was like, oh, yeah. Are we going to like watch me play?
We're not done with what we're watching.
No, I actually, so based off of your recommendation, Jonathan, I started watching 91 Days.
Oh, yeah. I only talked about that for like 30 seconds
yeah,
on the last episode.
So I'm caught up with 91 Days. And for just as a refresher, 91 Days is the anime about Italian mafia.
Yeah, I described it, when I saw it, I described it as like a Quentin Tarantino film.
So I find it more to be a cross between, it's The Godfather meets Breaking Bad meets a Korean revenge film.
Ooh.
And it's awesome. So I've caught up to it. And the last episode that came out, well, no, there's a new episode out now, but the last episode that I watched was a 7.5. So it was a recap episode of the whole series. But the reason why they did that was because episode 7 was like, whoa, my gosh, like they just Game of Thrones us, you know, kind of a thing where that was where you knew it was coming because you see a 7.5 recap episode. You're just like, oh, man, something crazy must have happened. And it did. Something crazy happened. So it's awesome. I love it to death. I highly, highly, highly recommend you watch 91 Days this season because it has fantastic characters, characters that I watch it and I'm so excited to see what happens to specific characters. And then when things happen, you're like, yes, finally, this is great. And they create certain dynamics between sympathies and connections between characters. I love it. Guys, watch 91 Days. And especially because I've noticed that there's at least three anime out there that it's an anime about Italy and man, Japan just loves making anime about Italy.
Because there was this, and there was the recent Lupin the Third anime that came out.
Yeah, well, Lupin the Third, there's a...
Gunslinger Girl.
Gunslinger Girl and Bakano.
Yep.
And I suppose you could even add Full Metal Alchemist, technically.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, well, like, European.
It's all,
yeah, it's European.
It's European, really. But still. But it's got, like, they've taken the European... architecture and stuff from Italy, or some.
Well, it depends on where you go.
Yeah, the region.
If you go into like Conqueror Shambhala, then they're stupid.
Well, that doesn't exist. I don't even know. I don't even know what that is.
No.
So, I always find it really odd that Japan and some anime series have
a sort of Hitalia too, because Italy was one of the main.
Oh yeah,
that's the main character. Yeah.
Italia's got Italy. Was just, even though I think he mostly says pasta, he's still like a big deal.
Oh, I hate him.
And there's also Mario, Super Mario.
There's Mario.
Super Mario. There's Super Mario.
What is it like? What is the fascination with Italy?
Who also mostly said pasta, but that was more the Super Mario Super Show.
No, and that was an American TV show.
Now I'm just picturing Roy Mustang going, "Hey, what's coming and going? I am making a pizza pie for all of you over here at the Blazing Bulls."
Yeah, snap, snap! I'm making my pizza.
I'm trying to think of that, because, like, I've heard Travis Willingham say so many different things now and different accents and everything from D&D, and that's never come up. I'm trying to think, like, he said lots of things. There's never been pizza, and I'm curious.
Roy Mustang would be a grill master.
He would.
Yeah, well, yeah. Whoosh. He would be. Do you like everything well done? Because that's all you get.
That's how I eat, so that's fine.
All right, so now that we're done with what we're watching, we had a very, very highly recommended waifu watch.
Yes.
Yeah, which comes from Dizden Bates. And we're going to talk about that because, holy crap, I was just like, that's such a great idea!
Yeah, and what he wants us to do is he wants us to talk about our favorite Final Fantasy characters.
Final Fantasy waifus.
And husbandos.
Yay.
Mine's boring, I'll start.
Okay.
Tifa.
Tifa?
Mine too.
Always.
So, when it came to Tifa for me, as far as Final Fantasy VII went, I always preferred Tifa over Aeris. Like, it was always like that fight where, should Cloud be shipped with Aeris or should Cloud be shipped with Tifa? And I was always a Tifa guy.
Yeah.
And I've been playing Final Fantasy for a very long time. But I always did the whole shipping between Cloud and Tifa. But Tifa is the waifu of choice from Final Fantasy VII.
Probably from Final Fantasy everywhere. Mm. I mean, like... people talk about Lightning, and they're like...
See, I really like Lightning. I really like Lightning's
really?
Design.
I don't see anything in her.
See, the game is terrible, but I like the character.
But Andrew, you don't have... your ultimate Final Fantasy waifu is not any of those people.
Well, I think you're referring...
none of them have cat ears, and none of them are dark-skinned, so...
Well, but you know the tigers that we were talking about at the beginning of this episode that I was showing you? Those are Final Fantasy characters.
Whatever.
Those are Mithras.
Okay.
Or Mikote. Those ones were Mikotes, but there's Mikote and Mithra, and yes, they are dark-skinned cat girls.
Oh, God.
So,
yeah, you're good.
The best cat girls. Like, I kid you not, Mithras are the best cat girl ever designed.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you have the 1990s cat girls. See, the 1990s cat girls, that was like the best era of cat girls.
A bygone era.
Yeah, you have like Aisha Clan and stuff like that, and that was amazing. Like, that was like prime right there for cat girls. But but yeah, Mithras, I think if you're going to talk cat girls, Mithras are just the bomb. Yes. But there's no specific Mithra character.
Yeah.
You know, you create your own because it's for Final Fantasy Online, so there's no, like, waifu-type character for Mithras, as far as that goes.
I liked the female designs in Final Fantasy VIII. As much as I hate Final Fantasy VIII,
yeah,
I like the female designs.
That's odd. That's what Victoria's looking at right now.
I'm just going through... well, okay.
Is yours... so, is your... who's your husband, though?
Okay, so I'm... people are going to be mad at me. I have not actually gotten to play them. Like, or even watch them. Like, I haven't...
no, that's fine.
I don't know a ton. But, like, usually with me, it's the blonde annoying one.
Titus.
Or, I was going to say Cloud.
Oh, well, I know. Titus is more annoying.
He's more annoying.
Cloud is more mopey.
Whiny, yeah.
Okay, so, whiny blonde guy?
I am a giant sword.
Let's see. Who's had to deal with death?
Yeah.
I wonder. So,
It's Edward Elric.
I have a problem, guys. And then I usually go for the person who has like the most fucked up backstory and struggles the most, and then like I don't know. You're right. You pointed this one earlier.
I mean,
like
Squall is pretty basic. But I mean, he got into a fight with one of his classmates, and now he's a mopey character as well. And it's this weird, like, I don't want to work with anybody because I'm a loner and I'm a tough guy.
Can we talk about Square Enix's art and design for their male characters? Everybody is gorgeous.
Yeah, how they look. Yep. They look feminine.
They're pretty.
Yeah, all the men look kind of feminine.
They are pretty. You're right. They're pretty.
See, the funny thing, one thing real quick, I'm going to admit this. So, I didn't know Squall, but I used to go on Gaia a lot, Gaia Online, and did a lot of roleplay stuff, which is why I now play D&D. But
they still send me spam emails from signing up.
I lost that email. I can't even get to my account anymore. But one of my favorite ones that I did, like, my character fell for another character who the person used Squall as a picture. I had no idea.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I had no idea who that character was. And I was like, what? That's cool.
That's funny. He was also in Kingdom Hearts, too.
Except
I haven't got to play that either.
Oh, you haven't played Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
That's crazy because it's majorly Disney.
I know! Like, I'm trying.
Wasn't he Leon in Kingdom Hearts? He had a different name. It wasn't Squall.
Yeah.
I think this Nim. The things are that that's him.
Yeah. Leonhardt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
the character that I was talking to was Leon in the D&D game, or the Gaia game too. So.
Yeah.
Small world, I guess. Or just uncreative people.
As far as right, yeah. Well, you are talking about anime fans, and most of them are just like, I don't know how to do
if anyone's ever seen Black Cat, I always used Train's last name, so Hartnett was like my last name in everything. It's a pretty last name.
It's unique.
So as far as Final Fantasy goes, I suppose you don't really hear about husbandos all that much, but yeah, all the main casted characters are, like, very pretty looking. They have all very feminine features, which is fine. It makes them look attractive.
I'm rather excited for Final Fantasy XV because the character dynamic is something unlike anything they've ever done before.
Yeah.
So unique, and like, that whole buddy-buddy road trip sort of thing theme that follows the entire series. They seem like a really awesome group of dudes.
You know? It's a bro trip. Like, it's so great. Like, it's like four bros, like, going and doing their Final Fantasy adventure, and it's, like, completely open world. You can do whatever you want. There's a dynamic day and nighttime simulator and weather simulator and all that kind of stuff. All cool looking character designs, because Square Enix has awesome character designs. They really do. But
did
as
you
far
guys
as...
happen to see the special Epic Mealtime episode where they visited the Square Enix studios and they remade a bunch of like the food from Final Fantasy?
Hang on. Epic Mealtime?
Yeah.
Like bacon and more bacon?
Yeah, that Epic Mealtime.
Oh, God.
It's amazing what they were able to do.
It's bacon, meat, and beer, like, usually.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
They actually, when they visited, they then said, we are going to take one of these new dishes that you made and put it into the game.
Ah! That's awesome. And usually with the waifus, when it comes to waifus from Final Fantasy, the one you hear about the most is the battle between Aeris or Tifa. And then, of course, you have the weird people who like Final Fantasy X, and it's Yuna.
Yeah.
Although
I do think the new character, Cindy, I think she's going to be taking some top spots pretty soon.
I don't know who that is. Cindy?
She's Nautilus's mechanic.
Oh, Sydney. Because Cid. So Cid in Final Fantasy XV, this is the first female rendition of Cid.
Yeah.
Because there's a Cid in every single Final Fantasy game. Mm-hmm. There's a Biggs and Wedge in every Final Fantasy game as well.
Oh, I'm not really a fan.
I don't know. I think it's cute. I like her.
Yeah.
I like her hair. I think she should button up her jacket more. But
see,
she's in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, but the weird thing is, she's got those Daisy Dukes on, and mechanics don't wear those regardless of whether or not they're in the desert. And
you're going to burn the shit out of yourself.
Yeah, I really like Daisy Dukes, though.
You're a guy.
Yeah, right? Oh, look, somebody has already made a
Rule
63. There's a male Cid. See, and I wouldn't have a problem if it was a male Cid and he looked like that. Because that's what Final Fantasy characters look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the jacket's still unzipped and you see his abs.
Yeah, like, and I'm totally cool with that. Like, that would be, because I think stuff like that is badass.
See, for me, I always had, I like mechanically inclined females. I think that's a really cool character trait. I've always liked that. But I always liked them to play the part. You know, so, like, if they're a mechanic, like, this is going to be a throwback.
Let them actually show it.
No, Valkyria Chronicles, one of my most favorite games of all time. There's a female mechanic who you can get all your tank upgrades for in the game. And she is, like, one of my most major waifus in that game. And all you do is get upgrades from her. She's a shop girl, so she doesn't have a major part in the story at all.
I'm curious.
Yeah, look it up.
Oh, she looks cool.
Yeah, see, and see, she's
that's
and
legitimate,
she's
like,
fully clothed.
Here.
Send it to Evan.
Yeah, I'll send Evan.
That is legitimate mechanic gear. Because you're going to get burned if you're wearing, like, Daisy Dukes and nothing. Like, you're screwed.
Hey, that's not safe!
In metal welding class, like, you're supposed to, we had to wear, like, jeans and long sleeve. Well, they were, didn't really care. Then again, my teacher wasn't the best.
Yeah, so if
I was in flip-flops and he didn't get two shits.
Yeah. So yeah, if my wife, who is a mechanic, got to play the part.
That's not Final Fantasy, though.
Not Final Fantasy. Yeah.
Pretty men.
We're talking about pretty men, but we're also talking about the battle between Aeris or Tifa, and then weird people who like Final Fantasy X, like Yuna. yeah, Final Fantasy VIII, you don't hear a lot, but there's Quistis and Sophitia. Final Fantasy IX, you have Princess...
Something rather.
Oh, what the heck is her name?
Everybody in Final Fantasy IX is a munchkin from Munchkin Land.
Yeah, it has a weird eye shot. But the one that you also hear about a lot, you see a lot of fan art, and you see it, is Lulu and Fran. Lulu is from Final Fantasy VIII. She's the one who has all the puppets.
Oh.
She's like that, like, gothic person.
Thought she was from 10.
No, I think she's from 8. And then,
I think you're wrong.
Oh, yeah, maybe I am wrong. And then Fran is from Final Fantasy XII. And you don't hear about Final Fantasy XII too often because Final Fantasy XII is literally the last game that came out for the PS2 when the PS3 came out. So it had that weird transition that's just like, buy PS2 games, but the PS3 is coming out. And so not many people bought it, but I guess Final Fantasy XII was actually really, really good.
Really? What is Final Fantasy? Was that an MMO?
No. No, 11 and 14 are the only MMOs.
I don't recall Final Fantasy XII.
And so that was our Waifu Watch selection for... Oh my gosh, I love Waifu Watch so much. It's so fun.
I know.
Can I just say real quick?
He's like a child.
I'm looking at pictures of Final Fantasy XII, and I've literally never seen this before.
Really?
I know who the bunny girl is.
Yeah, Fran.
But I have no idea what this game is.
And actually, when Final Fantasy XII was coming out, a lot of people thought the main character was a female. But it's not. It's a dude.
A dude.
Well, I certainly hope so, because he's not wearing a shirt.
Well,
A cup.
There are some. A cup. But yes.
That's our Waifu Watch.
That is Waifu Watch for those of you for Final Fantasy. I hope those are some sufficient answers.
We didn't say anything, any Final Fantasy before 7, because that was that's way before our time.
Not necessarily.
It was back when everything was pixels, like, yeah, not like what you see in the PlayStation. I mean, like, Super Nintendo NES pixels.
Yeah,
somebody,
I know.
Somebody could have a crush on the princess from Final Fantasy 1.
Yeah, well, no, but Final Fantasy 4 is said to be the most popular Final Fantasy ever. Final Fantasy 4 had some great leads as far as male and females go. So there are some total waifus and husbandos that come out of that one. But I'm just not familiar enough with it.
So let's continue on. Dylan had sent us, Wicked Fan Dylan.
Not our Dylan.
Not Dylan Senpai.
Not Dylan Senpai.
We have an email from him as to what he has requested for our topic. And I'll read you the email that he had sent us. What he has requested of us, he said, before anime was big, or as big as it is now, growing up, I only knew a few channels that had anime at the time. 4Kids, whatever, you know, was releasing on so many networks. Yeah, WB,
Fox Kids, Jetix, Toonami, and Adult Swim, those were like the blocks.
That's
you
like
know?
Where you would find anime.
Yeah. Now, so with such a limited viewing option, like in it was like elementary. Like it was an time of elementary school, or maybe 12, 13 years
I'm
old.
Finding, like, all the greatest shit I used to watch on my phone right now, just like yes.
We had the early morning stuff too. Like I mean, there was DBZ and Sailor Moon on Toonami before it was on Adult Swim, and then they had Yu-Gi-Oh's, Beyblade, Digimon, Pokemon. Cowboy Bebop was one of the major things that they played on, and the original Full Metal Alchemist. Too.
You see,
like
I remember when I was a kid, they used to play Sailor Moon at like 6:30 in the morning on weekdays on WLVI.
Really?
Really.
He mentioned a couple others, the ones like Shaman King. Yep.
Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, and Witch Hunter Robin. That was an oldie.
Yeah, he said that he couldn't find anybody who knew what Witch Hunter Robin was. He thought he was going crazy because he said that he was the only person who had heard of it. And I was like, what are you talking about? It was like a staple in anime.
Yeah.
Dude, remember when Sci-Fi was trying to do a live-action TV version of it?
No, I don't remember that.
They were trying to get that to push, but, you know, like most anime adaptations at the time, it just went.
Yeah,
crazy. And then he talks about also Oban Star Rider.
Oh my god!
I'm glad you can cover this because I never heard of it.
It's really, really good and addicting, and oh my god. Like, I'm ready.
So
our topic.
Yeah, the actual
today.
Topic that he wants us to talk about
are these old anime blocks. Which I want to talk about one first that he didn't mention that I loved because it was so random.
I have a bunch of the Jetix ones.
You do? Yeah.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to talk about.
Sci-Fi's Anna Monday.
Oh, no, I have a different one.
I have a different one.
Anna Monday was the greatest thing to watch during summer vacation when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Holy crap. It had some of the weirdest stuff that I had never heard of, like Toku.
No
Toku. At Toko.
No End, yeah.
Toko
was great.
Oh, I forgot about No End.
And then this is the first time that we saw Street Fighter 2V.
Oh my gosh, I had the whole DVD set.
Yeah, Street Fighter 2V was on there.
It's
and then,
terrible.
Oh, and then we saw the Highlander anime.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
Highlander,
it was so weird.
Yeah, Highlander 4.
Yeah. Oh, Anna Monday. Anime was sack. That's what their tag was.
Yeah.
It was so good. Like they, and I think, Andrew, that was one of the things that kicked off our love of gory anime. Because there was super violent stuff on Anna Monday.
Highlander, people got their heads chopped off, obviously.
Toko was censored.
Toko was censored, but semi-gory. It had a little bit of nudity in it, too, but they also censored that.
And it didn't have an ending.
Yes.
That pissed me off so much. I watched a 13-episode show and was like, that's it.
Yeah, no, that made us really mad, too.
Yeah. But even still, though, the thing of it is, like, not anything on Anna Monday was ever really that good, but it was one of the first times that was like, wow, like, besides Adult Swim, this is, like, it was even gorier than Adult Swim.
Yeah.
So watching Anna Monday was like, this is the most violent anime I'd ever seen at the time. And that's what really kicked us off into our hardcore anime kick, because we were like, we gotta find gory anime. But it was...
And I did.
There's something weird, there's something different about watching anime on TV. Like,
yeah.
And in any way, shape, and form. You have to wait for it. You have to earn it. Like, you have to earn anime that's on TV.
To be honest, that's where I found Inuyasha.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, see, that's what I wanted to talk about was the show that I really enjoyed was Tenchi Muyo. And, I mean, I've talked Tenchi to death on the show because I love Tenchi so much. And I have a couple of the series on DVD. Which ones did I buy? Did I just buy the OVA or did I buy Universe as well?
You bought everything.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I did not buy everything.
Could have swore you bought everything.
But I can't remember if I bought Universe or just the OVAs, and I think I just bought the OVAs.
I have the original Pioneer OVAs on video cassette.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
I have some volumes of the Universe and Tokyo on VHS as well. The first two movies, Tenchi Muyo in Love and Daughter of Darkness. And on DVD, I have the OVAs and the entirety of Tenchi Universe.
See, the problem, though, with having Tenchi Muyo on VHS is it's in English and you can't change that. And the
I liked the English back in the day.
Oh, no. The Japanese is so much better because the characters... One, the characters are cuter. Two, they're funnier. And I don't know. Yeah, I think the cuteness comes out much more in the Japanese because they... Like, the way they talk to Tenchi is so much different. And Aya has that weird...
like royal British accent in her English voice acting. Like, I hated when they made, like, it was in the early days of voice acting and where they made people do
before anime dubs were actually a career.
Yeah. And like, you know, like they made, they're like, oh, do a voice. Like, don't just use your voice and do a voice. Like, do a weird voice. And like, that always bugged the crap out of me.
Kind of like the English dub of Wakfu. That one, that's one probably the most recent one that bothered me.
But no, I loved the Toonami block. And this was before we liked anime.
Yep.
But
we didn't officially like anime at the time, but we still loved watching Sailor Moon.
I liked Tenchi Muyo. We didn't like Dragon Ball Z.
No, we didn't like Dragon Ball Z.
But one of the ones
was obsessed with it.
Really?
You can come back to me because I have another one. But what were you gonna talk about?
So okay, as Dylan said in his, like, he says that he was a big Jetix fan. Dude, same. I lived on Jetix. I mean, it was Disney. So
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Did you guys ever watch Metabots?
I know what it is.
I know what it is.
Metabots was one of the ones that, like, I can't remember a lot about it, but, like, I know it's, like, I was looking at pictures and I'm like, oh, yeah, I love that one. The one that, like, I completely forgot but absolute love for was Oban. Oban Star Racers. For some reason, no one has noses, but otherwise, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, no, that was the same thing with Metabots, too, right? Like,
yeah,
Metabots,
most of them don't have noses.
What's up with Jetix and, like, the
like
no
Meta-B,
nosing?
I feel like Metabee, though, noticed that he didn't have a nose. I was like, what the fuck?
So they're like, so Jetix would be like, we are never playing Escaflowne because they have, big, they have like,
they have way too many noses.
They have all nose. Like.
Exactly. Yeah, no, no one has a nose.
Oh, this art is great.
It's so good. It is so good. It's so much drama, so much action. So, like, it's all racing. It's so good. So the main girl, her name, I want to say is Eva or Ava. I can't remember how to pronounce it. But,
Eva.
She goes by Molly because she's technically orphaned, but she, like, doesn't know her family, like, abandoned her. She hates them. But she wants to find her dad. She really wants to know about her dad, who runs this, like, big company that makes all the spaceships. Or, like, it's something to do with spaceships. It's been a long time, people. But, like, they have to go into space to compete in this, like, galaxy-wide or universe-wide race to get the ultimate prize, and it's mainly to, like, survive. So they're like, okay, we have to enter. And she's actually a mechanic. Like, she knows a lot about, like, different racers and stuff, and so she's like, oh, I need to meet my dad, and her dad is leading the team. So she sneaks her way in, goes by Molly so that she can, like, hide and he won't know who she is. Not that he would know what his daughter looks like, apparently. But, like she goes on the adventure to find out, and she ends up becoming the pilot. And so she has to pilot everything and, like, does all this dangerous stuff. And she meets all these people and aliens. And it's just so cool. It's so amazing. I absolutely love it. And, like, I would always watch, like, it even has a couple in it, so I feel better. But, like, I'm always watching. There's two, actually. There's, like, a love triangle type thing going. One's with an alien prince and one's with her gunslinger guy, Jordan. And I want to say the prince was Aika. But, like, it was so good.
That's Tenchi Muyo.
like, you need to watch it. Like, you need to check it out.
I do. I want to check it out.
Oh, my God. It was excellent. I kind of want to go back and rewatch it.
If there's
now.
One thing I like to do, it's I love to go back and watch old TV shows.
Yeah, like, I might have to go through it. And then, like, I don't know if it's considered an anime, but I used to really like it. I need the name. The Super Robot Monkey Team Hyperforce Go.
With the theme song by Poly Six.
Yeah. I remember that.
I remember that show. I was like, oh, yes. I'm pretty sure isn't one of them voiced by Beast Boy.
Yeah, yeah. Greg Sipes was the human.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, that show. like Power Rangers with monkeys. Oh, God.
Super Robot Monkey Team Hyperforce, go!
Right? Just saying the full thing all the time, I miss it so much.
I have another block I want to talk about.
Yeah.
It was the block. I don't even know what channel this was on or where we could find it. But it had Samurai Pizza Cats. I remember it.
It was like a Sunday. It was actually a Sunday morning block. I remember what it was.
It was Fox. It was one of the Fox kid ones because I remember this story. I was going to tell it. You and me would wake up at 5:30 in the morning because we sure as hell were not going to miss the Super Mario Super Show at 6.
Yes, yes, I remember.
We would wake up at 5:30 and just watch the stock market.
No. That I know what you're talking about, and that's USA.
Oh, it was USA.
The USA network would play the Super Mario Brothers Super Show at 6 o'clock in the morning.
You're talking about the USA Cartoon Express.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I remember this.
Epi knows all the obscure things. Yeah,
and it had Samurai Pizza Cast, and it had Mega Man.
And it had Ninja Turtles sometimes. It had Sonic the Hedgehog. It had a bunch of really good
cards. Sonic the Hedgehog was the other one.
Ninja Turtles was my life. Like, yeah. All those little kids that got in line in like, Universal and Disney stuff to meet the princesses, I was, like, in line for the Turtles. Like, yeah. Hell yes. Back when MGM was the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny to talk about this, too, because, Andrew, we were in elementary school when we did this, and then there was this time...
We're aging ourselves here.
Yeah, like, there was this time where Andrew and I, you know, we tell the story all the time saying that we didn't even like anime until we were juniors or seniors in high school, but we have this really long history with it before we even knew what it
was.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what happens
with a lot of people.
Know.
That happened with me.
Yeah, I loved Inuyasha, Cardcaptor Sakura, and I had no idea what it was.
Yep.
But, like, I'd see it in the mornings on, like, TV and just watch whatever. Or yeah. Inuyasha was when I was up late, like, yeah. Hiding and watching TV.
With the USA Express, yeah. Andrew and I would get up at 5:30 in the morning to make sure that we weren't going to miss it at 6. And because the thing of it was, before the USA Express was on, it was just stock market stuff.
I was a kid before all that stuff was that Kenneth Copeland, please send me your money and I'll use it to buy my mansion, even though I'm not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's.
I miss the old cartoons.
That's amazing. That's so funny.
I miss Kenneth Copeland.
I was really thinking hard about this one because that was like a really tough question, but I have to. There's one that I'm surprised not a lot of people bring up, and maybe it might be because it wasn't as good as the original, but when. The Fox Box was just starting up. There was a new series based on the Kinnikuman franchise known as Ultimate Muscle.
Oh, I remember Ultimate Muscle. Is that an anime?
Can you look that up?
Yeah.
I want to see a picture because like, I recognize it. But
Muscle. Ultimate Muscle, the Kinnikuman Legacy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Totally.
So cool.
And yes. I just remember.
Ridiculous.
The show was really stupid.
Yeah.
First off, it really wasn't that clever.
Nothing beats Bobo's stupidity, though.
But it was
that one.
Oh, I remember. I remember watching this show, and just some of the jokes were just really corny and stupid. But it was still enjoyable for the most part. Like, I just remember the thing that really sticks out most for me was there was this episode where the new Kinnikuman was wrestling with the classic Kinnikuman, his father. It starts out. With, like, this classic, the wrestling, this hardcore action. And then just out of the blue, it turns into a fart off.
I think I remember this episode.
And then they just starts with them starting to fart, like, rooster calls and then farting music. It just becomes this really horrifyingly stupid, but at the same time, laughing till I'm crying sort of moment.
Wow.
And that's what I remember most about Kinnikuman, or rather Ultimate Muscle, this fart off, which I never seen happen in an anime before. Because I always thought, okay, anime is going to be this high class sort of thing, no burp or fart jokes. And then I just get bombarded with 2 minutes of like Mel Brooks sitting around a campfire, everybody's farting sort of level, sort of hilarity.
It's a good way to put it.
Is that a thing with a butt for a face?
Yeah, it looks like a butt face.
I think it's just like pecs. I think he's supposed to be pecs, but it does look like it.
Yeah,
like
pecs. It's a butt.
No, yeah, Monsieur Cheeks.
Yeah, that's definitely
it's
a butt.
But yeah, that's
Assy McGee.
Yeah, that reminds me of Assy McGee. That was like one of my favorite of
or,
the originals.
Or Super Secret Mountain Fortress Awesome.
Yeah.
I still can't believe
Assy McGee took place in Exeter, New Hampshire. Just the most random place to have a show like that.
I was just thinking, I think 4Kids is where I first found One Piece, too.
That's where
I found
4Kids.
Yayo. Yayo. Yayo.
That was like my ringtone.
I found in Newbery Comics like a couple DVD cuts of the 4Kids. And I, at the time, if I found them now, I would have bought them in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any money at the time. That was before I got this new job. But... if I found those 4Kids cuts now of just to have them, it would be so
different.
Great. Yeah.
I like...
all the censoring that
Nami
they did.
Is like my very favorite character. And so I remember the episodes when they're focused on Nami's hometown. This is like in the double digits, so people should have seen it. So this is like in the teens or 20s. So,
oh wow.
Yeah, this is early.
We're not even talking about like 80s or 90s.
Well, she it might be 30s, but like Nami, it's Nami's arc. It's Nami's focus arc in her home, and it's when they're fighting Arlong. So she has Arlong's tattoo on her, and she's trying to, like, she's freaking out because he's, like, betrayed her, which everyone's not coming, and she's, like, scratching at it in the Four Kids edition and, like, throwing sand, and she's just scratching at it, and Luffy's like, stop. But when you watch the actual anime, it's so much darker. She's stabbing herself repeatedly there. And, like, I was like, oh, I mean, she's okay. That's horrible, though. Poor thing. And I remember watching the anime like, shit, what's going on? It was just so different.
Well, Sanji had lollipops in his mouth. Yeah,
Sanji always had lollipops. And I was like, what? He's a smoker? Like, yeah. I believed it. He's always with the lollipops.
Yeah. I remember when Pokemon started, too. Yes.
Yeah.
That was
speaking of Four Kids.
The only thing Four Kids when ever got right.
Balls?
Yeah, huh? Jelly donuts.
Yeah, they wouldn't do rice balls.
It wasn't onigiri, it was jelly donuts. It wasn't UPN, was it?
Yes, it started out UPN on 3:30 in the afternoons. And then Kids WB started airing the newer episodes Saturday mornings at 10 a.m.
I do remember it was at 3:30 because it was after the Tex Avery show.
Yeah.
Oh, the Tex Avery show was amazing!
Weird but really good show.
Yeah, so you had the Tex Avery show, and then after it was supposed to be Ghostbusters Extreme. Mm-hmm. And then Ghostbusters Extreme stopped airing one day, and it was Pokemon, and John, they were like, where's Ghostbusters?
We were on, like, the brink of tears over that, because, like, we were very young. Again, when Pokemon came out, we were very, very young.
We were, like, in fourth grade or something.
Yeah. Where's Ghostbusters?
When Ghostbusters Extreme did not come on after watching it for so long, we were heartbroken.
Okay, so I can kind of see where you're coming from, because that kind of happened with me when I was watching Sailor Moon on Cartoon Network. Okay, Sailor Moon's starting, they're playing the opening theme, and they get switched in with a Thundercats episode. I'm like, where's my Sailor Moon?
Woo! Thundercats.
You would have been like much more happier, but I was like, "Where's? I don't care about Lionel. Switch off."
But yeah, honestly, this conversation is like one of those were the days nostalgia sorts of things.
Oh, you know? I remember back in the
kids these days.
Thank you, Dylan.
Yes, I think we covered pretty much every single block.
Yeah,
like despite I don't recall.
Dylan, as soon as they posted that email, I freaked out. The second I saw Oban Star Racers, I really did.
I gotta
honestly,
see it.
I was almost gonna be like, I can't do today, guys, I can't, because I've worked two doubles in a row. Like, I worked 9 this morning till noon, because my job gives me no hours, and then I was like, okay, I've got noon till 5 for my next shift. I am so broken and hurt, but I'm like, screw it, I'm talking about Oban Star Racers. I will suck it up.
I gotta see it. I gotta see it.
Now, is it fan service time? Yeah. We have like 8,000 things about you.
Time for fan service, yes.
I hope it's not 8,000 things.
Well, he said it was a lot.
As long as we don't need to go to any external websites.
I just explained that I am tired.
Yeah, right? Starting off fan service, we get something from Wicked Fan Scott, or Shaded Spriter. And Shaded Spriter, Scott, sends us his fighting game waifu watch. We talked about waifu watch, and we did fighting games.
That was just when it was me and Andrew.
Yep. He likes to play as like the small, quick characters, which so do I.
That's interesting, because I like to play as the heavy, slow characters.
Yeah, I like to play as small and quick as well, dude. So one of the games we didn't mention was Soul Calibur. And
I didn't even think of that.
See, and Jonathan and I play a lot of Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
Like, I have Soul Calibur 5, I think, and then we had 2 and 3 as well.
I wrecked with Spawn and
yes.
2.
Yes. I
just remember nights of, like, me attempting to try and get it, and I'd be learning it, and you'd just kill me right away. Like,
and his character is Talim, which is my character.
Oh.
That's my Soul Calibur character.
Yeah.
I love Talim. Yeah, so I'm totally on board with you on that one, man. Talim is cool. And then he also says, in Smash Bros, I like to play as Sheik, Samus, and of course the best waifu / husbando, Kirby.
Woo!
Yeah.
We're never sure exactly what Kirby is.
Kirby is Kirby.
I used to piss off James all the time I'd play it, because I would just love hitting okay to hear him say hi all the time.
Yeah.
And I would just sit there forever while everyone else is picking, and I'm like, nope, Kirby's mine.
Especially, because it started talking through the controller. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so cute.
Yeah.
I did the same thing.
Over and over and over and over.
Yep. Kirby was my favorite character in Smash 2. All right. Next up, we have the Wizard of Retcon.
I love that name.
I know, I do too. He sent us his shared birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
And this freaking guy, he has June 6th as his birthday.
Okay.
And he shares a birthday with Shinji Ikari from Evangelion.
I don't know how I would feel about that.
I do. I say congratulations.
Congratulations.
The only ones I recognized from my birthday list was Kiba and Akimaru from Naruto.
Oh, that's funny.
The dogs.
Yeah.
That's funny.
July 7th.
He also has Sweden from Italia, which is weird because that's a country. Toma from Barakamon. Sakuya from Psycho Pass 2, which I haven't made it to Psycho Pass 2 yet. Kyosuke from Death Note. Pearl from Pokemon Special. And three Naruto characters, Kozu, Mu, and Meizu. And he says, whoever they are. because there's so many filler characters in Naruto
that's true.
It's just like, you can't keep track of them all. And I've read all the mangas, and those names aren't familiar to me. I think we did most of everything from Sean, you know, Frostbeard the Porn Master. But he did want to add the discussion points from what we were talking about last episode. And he says, first, I want to say that Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill are my Batman and Joker combo for sure. Especially
Mark
their work.
Mark Hamill's the only Joker there ever. Like,
oh, yeah. No, he's the best. He's absolutely the best. Second, his waifu watch, his Bleach, because we did Bleach waifu watch, which was awesome. He says,
all the boobs.
Yeah, I know. Mudo really likes boobs a lot, and it's weird. He says, two Bleach waifus. He says, one would be, Rukia. Which was one of mine as well. It was just like my number two. Followed by Orihime. And he says, I also ship them together just because.
Okay, I want to make a comment about the Mark Hamill Joker thing. Have you guys watched The Flash at all?
No.
Okay, so The Flash has a villain who is essentially, like, literally, it's the Joker. But he goes by the Trickster.
Yeah.
And, Flash has always had the Trickster as a villain. And he's just kind of crazy. But in the TV show The Flash, Mark Hamill played the Trickster.
Really?
Yeah. And, like,
oh, wow.
It's perfect. It sounds like Joker, but in real life instead of cartoon. And it's, oh, my God. Like, even if you just look for the Trickster episodes, if you love Mark Hamill, like, James watched those with me, and he was, like, fanboying real hard.
Was it, like, him as Cockknocker and Jane Silent Bob Strike Back?
I don't know that. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. You've never seen Mark Hamill in the Jane Silent Bob movie. He is amazing.
No, I'm sorry. I'm still in a bubble. I need to watch things. But, yeah, no, it literally, Trickster is Joker, essentially. But, like, crazier. Maybe not crazier, but he, like, looks crazier because he doesn't dress like a clown. He just legit looks psychotic. And
yeah, there's a couple different versions of the Trickster that I've seen. Yeah. And the newest one is not really that good.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some older versions. Well, he looks weird, like you said. He looks weird, but he's not really that great of a villain.
Yeah. But the way they did it in the show, if you watch it, it's literally Mark Hamill being the Joker. But, like, get him actually finally getting to do it and not just the voice.
See, that's pretty cool because the iterations of the Trickster that I know from the comic books, when I read him, he's a young kid.
Yeah.
So
it's supposed to be, like, an older version.
Yeah. I know. There's been a couple different versions of the Trickster, and I can't remember what happened to the old one. Maybe he died somewhere? I don't know. Okay.
Sorry. And then, I was like, Mark Hamill. Right.
And then third, Sean shares his birthday on November 29th. He says, there are no really big name characters. I don't even share one with the Naruto character.
Aww.
He says, the best I could come up with are Borjin Dorjiberk from Terraformers.
It sounds like Swedish.
And Mula Flaga from Gundam Seed and Gundam Seed Destiny.
Sad birthdays.
Bummer, Sean. Your birthday. I mean, you did get some matches at least. I mean, it's not like you got nothing. So that's
good. I had a Bleach character too. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know most of them.
Next up comes from Mike, Wicked Fan Mike. And Mike sends us maybe something that we've all already seen, which is the closing ceremonies to the Rio Olympics.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I found an offshoot link from that, which was that he found that the Naruto ramen shop is now a real place. So the ramen shop that got made
The ramen shop in Naruto is now made, and you can actually go there and have a bowl of ramen.
Well, I actually read that article, and the article says that the shop used to be a cart, and then somebody, and it got, it's not there anymore. So how are you supposed to be able to experience it? Well, somebody took that and opened up an entire restaurant theme for it.
That's cool.
So now it's a huge place. Okay. Lastly, we have a new iTunes review, which is great. From Disden Bates, which reflects everything, a lot of things that we did on this episode and something that we even, like some other stuff here before. So, the only anime podcast you need in your life, Disden Bates. I am not huge on anime. That's okay. Sometimes we don't like it either. But enjoy it enough to give this a listen. And boy, how do these guys know that they are... know what they are talking about. They have evolved a bit and added features, and for one, I want Victoria to play all the horror games. So he's on the list.
So there is 15.
I mentioned in a comment though, guys.
But their recommendations are great, and they share a lot of feedback and reviews of new series and go to lots of cons. Great anime podcast, and if you don't listen, listen. If you need an in to anime, this is where you start. Also, a bit of waifu watch. Which Final Fantasy character or Final Fantasy woman is your waifu from any game? Mine is a tie between Rosa and Terra from the SNES series 4 and 6. See, oh, look, that answered my question. That answered my question from before. Yep. Perfect. So, Disden Bates, once again, thank you so much. Anybody who can write us a review on iTunes, it helps us get seen by so many more people.
Mentioned in a couple of guys.
Yeah.
Because of that, and because that was really nice, I'll suck it up. Pick a game.
Woo! Well, we're going to start with Resident Evil 7.
Oh.
That would be the easiest one for you. The Resident Evil 7
demo.
And then
I think we should then do Alien Isolation.
That would be so much fun.
So there. I think they said that there's 15 people. I know I said 20 before, but because he was really nice about it.
See, everybody shows this amount of excitement for it when they said it. Oh, so while there's not that many people who are outspoken about it, they most certainly want
I'm going to warn y'all now because it's all your fault because you've all said it. I scream real high pitch. Get ready for a broken ear.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't worry. We'll be there with you. Yep. All right.
We'll be filming you, of course.
That's kind of started our shameless plugs.
Yes.
So if you want to continue on.
Absolutely. So if you guys want to join in either on Waifu Watch or your favorite blocks and TV shows that you watched, from whenever we had, you know, anime blocks and such, you can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime, where we do news and updates and con events and anything else. You can also chat with us over there. You can also find us at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime if you're not already listening to this podcast on nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, where you can also find us on iTunes, where you can write reviews about us, please do, because then we get noticed, or on SoundCloud/wickedanime. You can also find our videos at nerdyshow.com, but if you don't find our videos there, you want to find them at youtube.com, where you can subscribe to us. We just released, not too long ago, a new snack video with Sean. Frostbeard the Porn Master. Yes. Oh my gosh, it was
You couldn't even get the seagulls to eat.
See, you're actually featured in it for a little bit, like at the end there when we try to feed it to you.
I believe I fought you with my umbrella.
Yes, that's on. Yeah, that's really good.
It's a lightsaber umbrella, so it's a good weapon.
Yep. So that's up there. Hopefully more videos to come. We have plenty in production, that's for sure.
Yeah. Still also have episode 100 in production, too.
That's right, yep. Episode 100 of the podcast is coming up, and we've already kind of hinted at you guys. Or we didn't hint, we told you guys what it was last episode. But we're shooting up all those images on our Facebook page for those of you who don't listen to the podcast. Anyway. So after, of course, all the nerdy shows and SoundClouds and Facebooks, you can find us on social medias. You can find us, you can tweet at us at @YoWickedAnime. Send us them tweets with those special peeps. And then you can find us also at tumblr.com.
You were doing so good.
I know. Well, I lost my train of thought because I said something different than I normally do.
I threw them off because I already said iTunes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tumblr. That's wickedanime.tumblr.com, where we tumble things. You can also finally find us at twitch.com.
Twitch.tv.
Where,
Twitch.tv, whatever. I don't know. It's whatever. Nobody streams.
That's probably where this is going to be of the video.
Yeah, so we'll probably...
that's true, yeah. We're going to...
We could just use it on Twitch. Yeah, well... Because then they can all hear me scream.
See, like, we'll start the stream on Twitch, and then we'll make a highlight reel out of it. It'll be great. It'll be great. So we'll let you know when that starts happening, guys, because we're definitely going to have to do that now.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Awesome.
That's gonna become a thing, isn't it?
That would be great. It would be a great segment.
Oh. And maybe after enough of them, I won't cringe as much at hardcore anime.
Maybe I don't know about
the
that.
Evolution.
That's
of
gonna be
Victoria.
Difficult to wean you. That's gonna be difficult to wean you onto the hardcore anime stuff. You still haven't. I mean, because
I've never watched the full.
See, like whenever you see the hardcore anime panel, it'll be the first time you actually see the hardcore.
I know.
Anime.
Every time I've seen it, how many times now that I've been there for it?
She was the one who remembered the Apocalypse Zero thing with the guy getting his face ripped off.
Come on. But, like, most of the time I'm hiding in my t-shirt. I have a shameless plug.
Yes, you do. Actually, yes, you do. I know what it is. Go ahead.
Okay, so anyone who likes D&D or just likes hearing me tortured, apparently, in this game, if you look up the Geeks New England, we have a D&D game. It's me, James, and Jeff, and our roommate, Jen. And it's a D&D game called The Legends of Aramis, the Nacre Amulet. And we made jokes that it was the Nakey amulet for a while.
The Nakery amulet?
Yeah. Oh, God. But Andrew and Jonathan are probably going to jump in at some point.
Yep, Jeff has actually contacted us and be like, I can't join. Have you guys joined the campaign? Which we know. He's like, but you can NPC on an episode. And I would love to NPC or get in guest role in a D&D episode. I would love it.
Yeah, I play a character named Talia. She is the ranger. She also has a pet wolf named Nova, who everyone says is an alcoholic, mainly because I don't realize it's a bad thing to bring a wolf into a bar. I mean, come on. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. We're ridiculous, and I have a knack for getting caught by mimics. So if you really want to hear me freak out a lot, you know, just go listen to that. Geeks New England.
I love Dungeons & Dragons. And
it's so much fun.
Any of you fans of Dungeons & Doritos on the Nerdy Show Network? Go check out Geeks New England.
Geeks New England, yep.
Please come listen.
I'll put a link in the description.
Yay,
yep,
thank
link
you.
In the description. All right, and Evan.
Time to blow us all away.
Okay, I'll do my plug, but I'll let you know that I'm going to end something with something related to No Borders or Race in some way, shape, or form. Something totally different. Okay. So.
He's changing it?
For the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can find me on Twitter at king_baby_duck, on Twitch at twitch.tv/omnistryinc, on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, and on the J-pop, anime, and video games Amino sites on the Amino app, under King Baby Duck ESH. Like us on Facebook.com/Boston Bash Brigade and Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other websites under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smash Rook, and Nerd Crave. Now, I really want to talk just a little bit briefly about something that's coming up this October. There is a Japanese band that's going to be touring on the East Coast called Tsushimamire. That's Tsushimamire. This band played a huge influence on the creation of No Borders or Race. In fact, I would say that Tsushimamire was the band that made me go, okay, I got to do a show to promote a band like this. They're going to be touring with a great band from Austin, Texas called We Are the Asteroid. And I will be at the October 18th show when they're playing at Koto in Salem, Massachusetts. So please, if you're on the East Coast, please be sure to check out the Tsushimamire Facebook page for all the tour dates. If it's in your area, please check them out. They're probably one of the best punk bands on the planet.
All right. That's huge.
I'm kind of so confused because I heard all the spaces and periods in that sentence. Like, in that, like, Shameless plug. That was the slowest one I've ever heard. I'm impressed. He slowed down. Well, usually Evan's just like whoosh right through it, and he gets everything in there, and I'm just like,
well, because technically
what?
We've been recording for almost 3 hours, so I'm like, I can't really do the fast.
There is that.
But yes, if you are in the area, in the Boston area, Sushi Mommy Ray, they're playing at the Kodo on October 18th. I don't know if I'm going to be able to convince Andrew and Jonathan to come down, because I know that's a work day for them. But if they can, hopefully they'll be there too.
You know what? I just realized that we've been doing all this Godzilla talk throughout this episode because of Shin Godzilla. Yeah. And we never did a Godzilla approves joke. We just did. So
Godzilla approves Godzilla all approves. Our jokes? Or what?
I don't know if Godzilla approves of all of our jokes. I mean,
he likes killing people.
He likes Detroit jokes. Yes. I know that. Everybody likes Detroit jokes. Except for Detroit, because they are the joke.
Oh.
Yep, we're going to hell.
So, I think it's time to wrap it up before things get worse.
Worse than they already have been. How can that be?
How could they possibly be worse?
Wow, we still got a full episode recording out of that.
Yes, we do.
Impressive.
Because we're just that good.
Anyways, everybody, thank you for listening. We will see you next time. You hear us next time on the next episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. Time to sign off the only way we know how.
K-bye!
I keep topping my worst joke ever.
Quick, somebody tell a Detroit joke. We need to lower the bar.
Okay.
Convert or a Baltimore joke.
How many zeros are in trillion? Because it's like...
Yeah, those Baltimore jokes are a riot.
Yes!
Lean closer to the microphone and be like, hey, Siri!
Hey, Siri. Go for it.
How much would it cost to rebuild a demolished Detroit?
Checking. Here's what I found on the web for how much would it cost to rebuild a demolition.
Four best house demolition contractors. Should I demolish and rebuild or renovate my house?
No, Siri, Detroit.
Well, the contractors are in Detroit.
They must be busy.
Yeah, he just found me. Why do you use Bing? Like, what? You loser. God, I can fix my Siri now.
Bing sounds like a very British thing to say.
Bing.
Bing.
Let's use Bing.
Bing.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review on iTunes, or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can subscribe to the Wicked Anime Podcast via iTunes and SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show and Wicked Anime on all your favorite social networks. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we've got it covered.